One thing we read a lot about and hear a lot about concerns technology and personal relationships. We ask if technology made those personal relationships better or worse, and 38% of the respondents said it improved their personal relationships, 6% said no, but more than half, 56%, said that it made no difference. Do you think, what kind of effect do you think technology has on personal relationships?
I'm sorry to kind of come back to you with a question, but
sure.
Was it people who already had accounts or people who, were these the people who had said, yes, they have a Facebook account? Or
did not distinguish in this instance.
Ah, okay. So I guess your question was, has technology affected people's lives or their relationships?
Well, yeah, their personal relationships.
Yeah, I think that the rise of email, social media, Facebook has had a tremendous impact on the lives, everyday lives of people. It depends on folks who have access to the technology. Right here in New York, we have a lot of people who are off the grid, so to speak, because they have a lot of other issues in their lives that they need to deal with rather than are they digital haves, you know, the conversation about digital haves or have-nots or the digital divide. But among the people who are online, I'm a big believer that all this technology has had an impact. Imagine how many more people are able to share the photographs of their children with their with the grandparents in a way that they couldn't before, or imagine how much of an impact this kind of media has had on keeping in touch with family members, with friends from high school, etc. Now, just because I can't keep in touch with everybody from high school doesn't mean I want to keep in touch with everybody from high school, but that general sense of kind of tremendous impact that this has had, and I can give you a couple of examples if we have the time.
Sure.
And one is that I went to give a talk to Columbia alumni in Naples, Florida, and this was a room filled with people, it'd be fair to say, above the age of 70. These were retired folks, most of them, and they were all there to either because they were already on Facebook or curious about it because they want to use it to keep in touch with their friends and family. And I always understood that the problem about Facebook was, you know, teenagers and people in their 20s worried that their mothers want to be their friends on Facebook. But at this event, a lady in her 70s said that she was newly single and was worried about her daughter, keeping tabs on her via Facebook. And so when you think that this is something that's always, I always thought it went up as a problem in terms of generations. And here was a 70-something worried about the 40-something keeping tabs on her. So this is where we're kind of seeing a change in how people deal with information, how they're interacting, how they're sharing. But it's still early, and we're going to continue to watch that evolve.